bless your name, oh God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, hallelujah. Yes. I love you more than anything. Yes. Man, what a statement of surrender. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Can you hear me now? Hallelujah.
Keep on talking.
Hallelujah. 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 I have it on. I'm sorry. I have it on. Yeah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you today. Have your way. Down in our spirit, oh God. Bless your people. Bless those that are on Zoom, those that are listening in. Oh God, let the word go out and let it not return unto you void. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You all may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Come on. Father, death. This is not the time.
This is not the time for giving up.
Come on, get in.
This is not your place where you should be. No,
this is not
the time or the place to lie and be free.
All right, all
right. You gotta hold on.
Hold on.
You got to be strong.
Hey! This is not.
This is not the time.
Rest in the Lord.
Question your faith. This is not your place.
Well, I love the way God is going.
No, it isn't, no.
I ain't never had rhythm, but I sure know how to dance on my knees.
To throw in the towel. You got to hold on. You got to
be strong. Come on.
Sometimes you win.
Sometimes
you lose. It's a part of life.
It's a part of life.
And everyone goes through.
Rest in the Lord.
Sometimes there's joy. Sometimes there's pain. That's a part of God's plan.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
And it's His own plan.
Everyone, I get up and say, this is mine. I get up jumping for joy, cause I've been liberated.
Woo.
And I ain't got no shame.
This is not the time. Not the
time. Oh,
yeah. Just believe.
You gotta learn. How to
learn. How to wait.
Come on, work with it. You gotta get in the flow.
This is not the time to question your faith. This is not your place of destiny, no, no it isn't, no. It's not the time nor the place.
Praise
to
God,
throw
praise
in
God.
The towel.
Hallelujah. God bless. I just wanted to just let us know this is not the time. It's not the time to question your faith. Can y'all hear me? It's not the time.
Keep on talking.
It's not the time. It's time to rest in the Lord.
Yeah.
It's time to rest in God.
Right.
It's not the time, saints. Shake up yourself.
Yeah.
Amen. Shake it off. We got to be like Paul when that serpent on every day. Shake it off. You get up feeling sluggish, you go and freshen up, right? So the same thing with God. You got to freshen up with God. In His Word, I wake up in the morning, 6 o'clock. Sometimes it's about 6:55, but I don't stop. I say, I'm still going to get on a prayer. And sure enough, Sister Dolores and them still there. See? Because sometimes I don't want to get up. Sometimes I'm dragging. But I have to shake it up because this is not the time. Because the Bible says men should always pray and not faint. There ain't no time to slow down. It's time to accelerate. Accelerate. Amen. You running for your life, the song saying, I can't tarry. This is not the time. But we talking about rest in the Lord.
Yes.
And when I, hopefully when we get through much as we can, by the grace of God, you will get the picture.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Rest in the Lord. And the first thought when the definition came is inwardly. Inward. It starts with an inside. God put his spirit there for you to rest in him. Rest inwardly, resting in God. Man, that just sparked my spirit. Because I receive it. See, when the word says something, we got to receive it. And not only that, walk it out. We got to lean on everything the word says. Don't take nothing for granted. Walk it out. Inwardly means finding peace. And that's one of the things that Pastor Gall, is this the man of peace? Hallelujah. That's encouragement to me. You see, I understand what he's saying, but it's encouraging me to keep walking in peace because that means something, in peace and calmness. See, this is not the time. Everything like is shaking up, is flipping, is turning away. But God said he shall supply. The Bible says trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not this man and not what's happening here. Not because the eggs are not, or you might pay $15. The meat is going up. The gas going up. But this is not the time. The time to rest in God. We have to trust God. We don't lean to our own understanding, but we acknowledge him. And he show us how to get out of here. We learn how he said he shall direct your path. Boy, I love God. Do you love God? That's a song. Praise God. Assurance by placing your trust and confidence in him. By placing your trust and confidence in him. Put your confidence in the Lord. My God, in him ceasing from your own efforts. See, God wants us to let go and let God. Amen. We have to trust God. We have to rest in God. God will do the work. God will get us through. But we got to lean not to our own understanding. See, our efforts and everything, experiencing a peaceful state of mind, free from worry, peaceful state of mind. And worry. We don't worry about things. Guilt. Jesus had did the work. Jesus had did the work. So we are free. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. We have liberty to enjoy. We are not covered by sin anymore. We have repented. And God said, if you repent, he'll cast it in the sea. And never to remember it. Quiet. Quiet. Resting in the Lord. Quiet means when you come to God, word quiet, resting or resting in the Lord, a spiritual state of peace. Resting in the Lord, a spiritual state of peace. My God, we was talking about the Spirit this morning. That's what the Spirit is there. Jesus, what did he say when he go away, he going to send back what? The Comforter. See, God know what to do for us. If the pastor was saying when he was talking, if you let him, it ain't about us, it's about him. See, let the peace of God abide in you. Let it live in you, work in you, which means to surrender. We got to surrender. Not my will, but thy will be done. Is this all right? Is this all right? Praise God. Praise God. Learn how to surrender to God's will. Moving beyond worldly worries and anxieties, finding calm in his presence. Finding calm in his presence. And as Sister Evangelist Camille said in it this morning, in his presence. Boy, I love that. And I receive it. That's what the word said. So where we supposed to be? In his presence. There's what? Fullness of joy. And y'all see me, I get ecstatic because if God says something, I got to do it. I got to respond to it. God wants us to act on it. We walk by faith and not by sight. We got to live it. Live it out daily. Paul said, I die daily. Man, I love that. So in other words, I'm going to decrease and allow God to increase me. In other words, take over. Take the wheel, Lord. Take charge of my life. No matter what come, Lord, I'm looking unto you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And the scripture says, Mark, Jesus, the perfect man. Jesus, Mark, the perfect man, the upright. And the end of that man was peace. Who was that man? Jesus. He died. He was buried. But guess what? He got up. He got up. And that applies to us. That applies to us. But you got to believe it. You know, you got to believe it. Praise God. I thank God in his presence, trusting in his promises. Spiritual rest from confusion. They that keep their mind. Spiritual rest from confusion, worry, stress. We look at it in the Old Testament. God promised the people of Israel a life of peace in the promised land. And we're on that same road. God promised us peace, that eternal peace. But if we keep running this race with patience, and he said, "With patience does what? Possess ye your soul." But I want my soul to be possessed, because I know how I feel right now. So I don't have nothing to lose, everything to gain. So if I rejoice all the way and it doesn't happen, which I know it will, but I haven't lost no ground. I'm just fortifying myself more to be strong in the Lord. And the power of his mouth. See, I'm building myself up every day in my most holy faith. That's what God does for you when you trust him. Amen. Rest.
Rest. Rest.
You don't be nothing to disturb you when you close your eyes and go to sleep. Well, that's the same. God told us to rest in him. And I give you peace that surpasses all understanding. God wants us to trust him. Rest in the Lord. If you don't get nothing out, just remember that. Rest in it, which you're going to get more. But anyway, I just want to emphasize. That's why a lot of time I keep saying it. So that's the message. Because I hear Sister Dolores, that Brother Bernard speaks about, what do you think? No, you're going to remember that. At 6 o'clock in the morning, rest in the Lord. Praise God. But it's good. Well, we can talk and enjoy one another. Because we talked about this morning building ourselves up and building one another up. Our job is to encourage one another. We're not an island. It takes a village to what? To raise a child. So we all children under the mighty hand of God. And have learned to rest. And not Corey. Put the baby to sleep. Y'all don't know. Basketball players know. Night, night. Anyway, I just to keep y'all going. Keep y'all paying attention. Keep your focus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I just throw it in. God had humor. He knew how to keep us drawing to him. Praise God. Israel, a life of peace in the promised land and rest in his presence. We must believe that the word says what it says, and we can rest in the Lord. Whatever the word says, we can rest in it. All right, give you a scripture. Romans 5:1. Praise God. Therefore, having been justified. What an awesome word. We have been justified. We have been made just. We have been made right before God. Justified. We don't have to feel bad when we fumble or when we make a mistake or something. All we got to do is repent. We're not under the law no more. We're under grace. Grace. More, you say, shall grace abound where sin much more abound? Of course not. God, grace covers it all. Oh, bless. Therefore, having been justified by faith, and we know the scriptures say we walk by faith and not by sight. We got to keep walking by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Resting in the Lord, it brings riches. And no riches are peace. That is access in God's grace. My, my, my. God's favor. It brings joy. It brings hope. It brings love. Resting in God. In the Holy Spirit, what riches we have in Christ Jesus. So trials work for us, not against us. And it develops Christian character. How rich we are. That's why we rest in the Lord. We receive the benefits of God's grace. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is what? Stayed on you. Who? Jesus. Rest in the Lord. We can't waver. We can't. Oh, man, how are we going to do this? Whoa, I can't go in the store. My wife and I went in there with 10 bags. We came out with 3 bags, and it was $60. All I'm saying is we got to stay focused. We got to rest in God. You know, we don't worry about what's going on, that what we got to deal with. God said he would supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Everything belongs to God. So I don't worry about it. You know, if I go down, God already know it, but as long as I'm working for him, I'm working out my soul salvation every day to please him with fear and trembling. So you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Trust in the Lord forever. That means when I start here and when I get to the back, it doesn't change. Because he say, I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So if we got the word in us, we can't let something knock us off our stand with God. We forever. That means we going through. Song say, I'm going through. I going through. No matter what the world, rest of the world we do, praise God, but I'm going through. Amen. Amen. It's good. It's good when you enjoy it. You enjoy the word, praise God, forever. For in Yah, or Yahweh, the Lord is everlasting strength. Rest in the Lord. Is his strength going to run out? If it's everlasting. That's why I laugh. I be laughing all the time. He said laughter is like medicine. It's good for the soul. Man, I just eat the word up. When it says something, I see the E.F. Hutton. You know, when E.F. Hutton used to say something, everybody stop and listen. So when Jesus says something, I stop and receive it. Praise God. All saints, we gotta be on our job. This is not the time. Man, I love God. And you got to say it. God say to build yourself up in your most holy faith. I love God. If I have to pat myself on the back and encourage myself in the Lord, so be it. If I got to do it. He said, you ran well, but who hindered you? Man, I'm running this race with patience. I keep my stride. Y'all go ahead. Y'all get it later. Praise God. No, I'm just talking. Knowing God is our eternal, unwavering foundation, our rock, our stability, and he is reliable, our strength in times of difficulty. He's our strength in time of difficulty. Just went through my mind. Martin Luther King made a speech and said, there are difficult days ahead. See, he got it. He know him. So this is what God's saying. We talked about it this morning. Scoffers, false teachers. See, I receive it, but I don't stay right here. I open myself up to the volume of the book. Because Jesus said he did what? He came in the volume of the book. So we got to open ourselves up from Genesis all to Revelation. Boy, I love this. I love it. I love it. I get to the point where I say to myself, boy, you got to saturate yourself in the word. You got to soak in the word. My God, because I don't want to be shaken by the things I see. The word never changed. And we get down to where Malachi spoke about it. Praise God. If you don't mind, I'm just sharing what God has dropped in my spirit. So we rest in the Lord. It's a lifetime commitment. How about that? We got to remember that. Not when you want to. It's a lifetime commitment. 24/7. He says, study to show yourself approved unto God. a man rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. When we're going to school, if we didn't study, we'll go to the class and know we're going to fail the test because we wasn't prepared. So I'm going to say, Lord, don't let her have a test today because I ain't ready. But that's where life is. We're not prepared for it. It's a lifetime commitment with God. I love to get moments when I can just get with some quiet time with God. Man, it's nothing like it. You and your daddy. Just, ooh, God, I thank you. You and your daddy communing. He wants to have that quality time. He wants you to read of him. This is him. This is God. And if God, if we can read natural books and enjoy it, man, how much more? How much more? There's so much here. And we don't pay for this. We don't pray for this. Everything else is going up. But the word's saying the same. We can trust God. He said he ain't going to change. See, the word is true. So I'd rather invest in here, invest in God's house, that souls can come in. Because I don't want the building closed. I don't want the windows going up. So I pay my tithes and offer. I be faithful because I'm not selfish. I know what it took for me. I know what it took for me to get set free. Somewhere to go. This is pressure. We're talking about mission, being a missionary. That's why I thank God for 3 P's. We busy about our Father's business. I love it. And then the word comes from Pastor and Pastor Warren and Chucky, all these intelligent men, but humble men. A physician, or he was in the medical field. An electrician, Chucky, a school teacher, educated people, but they have humbled themselves down no matter how much knowledge they got. They know it, they can't exceed God. Man, I love it. I love it. See, when you just submit to God, God open things up to you. And that's what I love it. I love about that. Praise God. Rest in the Lord. Trials work for us, not against us. It developed Christian character. And I said that earlier. Why? Because it's all us to see God's power at work. It's in us to see God's power at work. Man, I say, work on me, Jesus. Work it out. Song said, Jesus said, work it out. Man, I want him to work it out. Woo! I tell you, I just love it. And y'all just have to excuse me, but I'm endowed with God's love. And I don't take it for granted. I then take it for granted. Sometimes we slow down with one another, but God said, I'll never change. I'm faithful. My love is consistent. Woo, woo. Man, I say, thank you, Jesus, because you told me you'd never leave me nor forsake me, because your spirit is wherever I go, your spirit's there. You are ever-present help in a time of trouble. Man, I thank God for God. I sat down and I just love reading God's word, because it's not for me only. It's for my wife. It's for my daughters. It's for my grandchildren. It's for us. It's for our family members. Because when tests and trials go on, as men in the house, we got to stand strong. You see, yes, I want to be with them all the time, but God says he's a jealous God. And he have no other gods before him. We got to put God. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye what? First the kingdom of God. And his right, God given, want to give us some righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. There'll be peace in your marriage. There'll be peace with your children. There'll be peace with your grandchildren. There'll be peace in your neighborhood. It extends. It extends. As far as we go, it extends. Where are we at? Whoa. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus. All right. All right. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right, praise God. I might read Malachi, and then I'm gonna get to the rest of the verses, and then we're gonna get ready to close out. Praise God. But Malachi, when I was studying, this came like like Evangelist Camille was saying, I was meditating, I was studying, then it came on this same thing as in Hebrew. And say it says where we at? Malachi 3:6. God is unchanging. In his nature and character, he is constant and reliable. And it's just a little extra, you know, but it just says that God is unchanging in his nature. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? Same thing in Hebrew when he say, I change not. And we see it all throughout the word. Praise God. God is unchanging. Did you put it up? Oh, okay, you're on Isaiah. Okay. Amen. Praise God. All right. Praise God. Where are we? So as he speak, Matthew 17:20 says, speak to those mountains in your life, watered with God's word. See, that's when you speak, watered with God's word. Amen. Amen. Rest in the Lord. See, that's how you speak to those mountains. You allow the God word to water down on you. That woman at the well, she thought she was coming for just a drink of water, but she found out different. And that's what God want to do for us. As we water ourselves in the word, we can speak to those mountains, amen, in Jesus' name. And those mountains will move. But it's about faith, trusting God in those situations. So we rest in the Lord. Amen. And you won't be moved, like Psalms 1:1 say. Be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. Boy, I love it. And I love my roots to get down in the word. So when the storms of life come, I may lean, but I'll pop back up. That's them, but don't break. 10 minutes. Praise God. Praise God. That's what God wants us to understand. He is a loving God. Praise God. As we look at, Isaiah? Yeah, I spoke on Isaiah. Okay, let's look at Psalms 91. And Psalm 91:1-2 says, he who dwells in the secret place, rest in God, rest in the Lord, of the Most High. Now, the Most High or the Most High? That's the way I look at it. He's above everything. He sits high and looks low. Boy, look at God. Man, isn't God good? But it's in the word. If you don't study and get it in and you don't go read it, you're not sure. God's aware of everything that's going on in our lives. Nothing gets past God. Excuse me. Man, I love this. I love this. I thank God for Pastor giving me this opportunity to share, amen. But he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall what? Abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Thank God for strong arms. Thank God I can run and be safe. I can hide under the shadows of the Almighty. That's how awesome God is. Rest in the Lord. Come, Saint, rest. And Almighty, and I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Oh, thank you, Lord, in my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Oh, bless God. In him will I trust. Rest in the Lord. We may move out of the shadows into the sunshine. Sometimes we think we're in the shadows, but just move out of the shadows and let the sun shine in. Like you look up in the sunshine, let the spirit of the sun shine in. Praise God. Man, I love it. And I don't like staying in the shadow because it's dark and it's confusing. But if I stand over here, the sun liberates me. And it says, he that the sun is set free is free indeed. Oh, bless God, bless God. All right. We moving along. I'm just sharing some things with you. And then our Hebrew 4:11, that was our topic. And we're just going to read a little bit to you and then get out of the way. Here is another exhortation in faith. The fact that the Jews were delivered from Egypt, but not guaranteed they would claim their inheritance because of their unbelief. They failed to enter the land. Numbers 13, you can just read it. And evil hearts of unbelief, verse 12 in chapter 3, will rob you of what God has planned for you in your Christian life. You see, they failed to get a rest because of disobedience and unbelief. And that's the same thing. Are we going to be disobedient? Are we going to take heed to what the word say? That's it. Stick with the word. Rest in the Lord. And believe God. Praise God. Amen. Christian life. So pay attention to God's word. As Paul wrote, faith come by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Rest in the Lord. The main theme is there are different rests in view. God's Sabbath rest. After creation, verse 4, Genesis 2 and 2. Israel rests, a victory in Canaan. Verse 3, Joshua 21:44. That was the second. But the first generation, we know they didn't make it because of unbelief. Praise God. And the believer's rest of faith today. And in our verse 4, verse 1, 9, and 11, Israel was delivered from Egypt, but a whole generation failed to enter in Canaan and claim their promised inheritance. Why? Because of their unbelief. So let us fear, verse 1 and verse 11 in chapter 4 of Hebrews. Let us therefore be diligent. Let us be diligent to enter in that rest, lest anyone fall according to it. The same examples of disobedience. And we can look at Numbers 14, et cetera, et cetera. Deuteronomy 1, 35, 37, it speaks about them failing. Praise God. But we have to be diligent. We have to trust God. Amen. And another thought came to me. We got eternity in us. But are we resting? God said, I come that you might have life. He give you life. But he's also added a plus to it, and that you have life more abundantly. So you say, I'm living an abundant life. I speak it. I ain't ashamed. I speak. You got to walk in boldness. God has given us the authority to claim our inheritance. Y'all know about that. We got to claim our territory. But we got to walk right and upright before God and walk as a child in humility. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. Praise God, praise God. Psalm 37 and 7 say, rest in the Lord. Restlessness is an evidence of unbelief. Faith rests in the Lord and enjoy the peace of God. Sometimes write in an answer prayer so that we might strengthen our patience. And James speaks of that, James 1, 2 and 8, 2 and 8, praise God. So lastly, but not least, Matthew 11, there it is, thank you, Jesus, amen. Rest in the Lord, trying to be prepared, praise God. Jesus give us true rest. Jesus give us true rest. Matthew 11 and 20 of 8, come to me. So, come to me, all you who are labor. Man, I don't like to work, do I? I know he said that in Genesis that we're going to sweat. We're going to labor by the sweat of our brow. And the women going to be in pain, and they know why. Praise God. let me keep moving. Praise God. Well, it is God's word. It's true. And he's been letting us see it. So God doesn't change. When he says something, it happens. Come to me, all you who are laboring and heavy laden, and I will. Is that a question mark? Or is it a promise? I will give you rest. 29 said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me, who I am, what I am about. I am the answer man. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. Praise God to me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. Man, God is so compassionate. Boy, look at God. God say he's low. He say he's concerned about us. He ain't gonna put no more on us than we're able to bear. He's that kind. Lowly in heart. And I will find rest for your soul. My. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Praise God. Now that we have heard the word, what's next? This is the altar call. This is time, amen. If you haven't lined your life up with God, this is the day. God said, when you hear his word, harden not your heart. So those on Zoom, amen. Those that are, praise God, Romans 10, 9 and 8. I was looking at that. I was doing my homework. I wrote it down, but I don't have that page. But it's all right. And thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt, not maybe, but thou shalt be saved. Amen. Praise God. Is it? Okay. Praise God. So anyone, if you prayed that prayer, all you got to do is walk by faith and believe it and accept what God's word says. Anyone needs prayer for anything, pray. We got Pastor. We got Pastor Warren. We pray with you and pray for you. Anything, any need, praise God. But if not, it's 1:15 plus 30, 40 seconds. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. This time we'll turn it over to our pastor. Say praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. We give God all.